Click the subscribe button, hit the bell icon to never miss another update.
Prophet Ibrahim broke all the idols in the temple, and before long, Namrud found out about what he had done. He decreed that Ibrahim must burn in the fire to teach others a lesson. Prophet Ibrahim was taken from the dungeon and taken to the city square with chains. The idolaters made a mountain of firewood. They also brought a massive catapult. The fire was lit in the town square. People were gathering and climbing through the walls to watch the burning of Prophet Ibrahim. On the roofs and above the tall trees, even coming from the surrounding villages. And Namrud, with a few hundred soldiers and bodyguards, arrived on his royal chair. Namrud ordered the firewood to be set on fire. Moments later, the breeze blew and the fire burned. Namrud smiled satisfactorily and pointed his hand at the catapult. The idol worshippers placed Prophet Ibrahim in the catapult and held him ready. The heat of the fiery mountain of fire was so great that everyone stepped away. Finally, Namrud shouted, "Throw him!" Prophet Ibrahim was set ablaze right in the middle of the mountain, but he still smiled and was completely calm. As people waited for Prophet Ibrahim's cry, but were astonished by what they saw, Namrud, most surprised of all, came down from his chair and got closer to the fire. He saw Prophet Ibrahim smiling with his eyes closed. The fire suddenly turned into a flower garden, and colorful flowers and blossoms burst forth from each flame. And graceful birds flew through the branches of the garden, and the mountain of fire became a beautiful flower garden. Namrud quickly climbed the stairs of the tallest building in the area and watched everything from above. Namrud was so surprised that he shouted, "Ibrahim, truly God is great to you, and I want to make a sacrifice to him. I command 4,000 sheep and cows to be sacrificed for the greatest lord of the world." Prophet Ibrahim came out of the flower bed and said, "Do not turn away until you believe in God. No sacrifice will be accepted by you." Prophet Ibrahim went to the people and embraced his companions. Many pagans also turned to Prophet Ibrahim and said, "Ibrahim, from this moment on, we believe in you, the Lord, and abolish idolatry forever." Some idolaters who had not yet come to faith went to Namrud and said to him, "Oh, great Namrud, if you do not stop him, soon the people will turn against you and you will be king no more." Namrud asked them to think of a solution and come tomorrow. The next day, they went to Namrud's palace. One of them, a skinny old man, said, "We must shame Ibrahim in front of everyone and make people stop believing in his God." "How?" Namrud asked. The old man replied, "We must defeat Ibrahim in a religious debate and defame him in front of everybody." Namrud ordered Prophet Ibrahim to come and answer questions about religion in the city square. Prophet Ibrahim gladly accepted the invitation. People gathered in the town square. Namrud asked in a loud voice, "Oh Ibrahim, tell us who your God is." Prophet Ibrahim said, "My God, he creates the living and gives death to them." Namrud laughed and said, "Really? I can do exactly what your God does." Then he ordered two slaves to be sentenced to death in the city square. He later indicated that one of the two slaves would be executed and the other released. One of the slaves was killed in front of everyone. People who were astonished to see the slave executed were waiting for Prophet Ibrahim's answer. Prophet Ibrahim smiled and said, "You can do this, but listen now to who God is. Know that God will bring the sun out of the east and plunge it into the abyss. Now, if you are God, make the sun rise from the west." The people were astonished by this response. Some idolaters abandoned their idols and went to Prophet Ibrahim. They were looking at Namrud and laughing and mocking him. Some also taunted Namrud. Namrud became angry and shouted, "Oh Ibrahim, you destroy the unity of the people. You cause confusion." The next day, Prophet Ibrahim and his companions left that land. They made their way to the desert and headed to another city. After a few days, they arrived in a pleasant land that was not a city, but it was a land that had both water and trees. Prophet Ibrahim told his companions, "We will stay here for a while to freshen up and we can gather food and water to continue the journey." Prophet Ibrahim's companions camped there. Only fruits from trees were eaten and the children rested, playing and enjoying themselves after a short rest. Prophet Ibrahim said to his companions, "I will go for a little worship. I will be back soon." Then he left them and headed towards the mountain. He reached the pond in the middle of the road with the carcass of a buffalo beside it. Half of the carcass was in the water and the other half was on land. A few deer dropped the carcass into the water and a few birds came and feasted on the skeleton of the cow. Prophet Ibrahim hid behind a tree to watch that scene. Later, Prophet Ibrahim departed from there. When he came to a quieter place, in his heart he said, "Lord, how can all beings rise up on the day of judgment as they die or become dust or like the carcass of a cow feed on other animals? God, show me how you raise the dead." At this time, Prophet Ibrahim was revealed, "Don't you believe that we can raise the dead?" Prophet Ibrahim said, "I believe, but I want my heart to rest." God commanded him, "Take 4 birds and slay them, and then slice them and slice their flesh. Then lay each piece on a mountain." Prophet Ibrahim, without a word, took a peacock, a rooster, a pigeon, and a crow, and did all the instructions God commanded. "Call them now." Prophet Ibrahim did as God commanded. The next moment, the pieces of bird flesh were hurried off the mountain and all came to Prophet Ibrahim, and at a startling pace, even the smallest pieces of birds that had fallen apart came together. The 4 masters were combined to form the birds. The crow, peacock, rooster, and pigeon all came back to their original form. The peacock, as if nothing had happened, opened her beautiful feathers. Prophet Ibrahim, who watched in astonishment, sat quietly on a rock and asked nothing for a moment, neither wavering. The next day, when Prophet Ibrahim described that scene to his companions, they all prostrated themselves before God, and Prophet Ibrahim continued his prophetic peace of mind.